When my wife got a headache, I would try to be sympathetic, but occasionally I just say, well, honey, you know, pain always attacks at the weakest point. What a nice guy, huh? Sensitive guy, yeah. Well, one time my wife was having headaches every day, and they were serious, and burning eyes and stinging eyes, and I was sympathetic. I really was. She attributed it to the long hours that she'd been working, and she had been. She barely even noticed that her vision was slowly becoming worse. Some time went by, and she finally took time to go to the optometrist, and he said, lady, you need glasses. She said that was the day her eyes stopped burning. The headache stopped. And the road sign suddenly cleared up. She only had one regret. She said, why did I wait so long? I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about avoiding life's biggest mistake. Our word for today from the Word of God comes from the incredible incident in Exodus chapter 8, verses 9 and 10. Let me give you the scene. God's people, the Jews, have been slaves in Egypt for centuries. God sends Moses to give Pharaoh, the ruler of Egypt, this message, let my people go. Pharaoh resists God's mandate, and God has sent a series of plagues on Egypt as a result. So as we enter these verses, Egypt has been overrun with frogs everywhere. Finally, he's had enough. Here's what he said. Pharaoh summoned Moses and said, pray to the Lord to take the frogs away from me and my people, and I'll let your people go to offer sacrifices to the Lord. Moses said to Pharaoh, I leave to you the honor of setting the time for me to pray for you and your officials and your people, that you and your houses may be rid of the frogs. Listen to Pharaoh's answer. Tomorrow. What? Pharaoh chooses another night with the frogs? He's not alone. Many, many people over the years have had an offer from God in front of them, and they have said, tomorrow. They have, in essence, chosen another night, another month, another year with the frogs. Listen to Jesus. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. It could be that Jesus has knocked on the door of your heart so many times, he's been saying, give your life to me. You'll finally have that peace that has eluded you for so long, and you've just said, tomorrow. Jesus stands ready to fill that hole in your heart with the relationship with him you were made for, that you've been looking for. He stands ready to replace the death penalty of hell that we all deserve and give you eternal life in heaven that none of us can deserve. It's just like Moses of old. Jesus says, you pick the time. I will do all of that this day if you will open the door of your heart and let me in to trust me as your personal Savior from your personal sin. And over, you have picked the time. Later. So many who have said yes to Jesus have only one regret. Why didn't I do this sooner? Why postpone the relief that only Dr. Jesus can give you? One warning here. Pharaoh rejected several more times until the Bible says his heart was hardened and he could no longer respond to God's mercy. That's the deadly outcome of saying over and over again to Jesus tomorrow. If you've never given yourself to the man who gave his life to take you to heaven, to erase the sin that will keep you out of heaven, I hope today you will say, Jesus, I am yours. I invite you to go to our website. You'll be able to find out there how you can be sure you belong to Jesus and to know that this day when he died on the cross, it was to give you life forever. The website is anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. God's command is clear. Listen to God's word. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Are you hearing his voice? You feeling the tug? Don't let your heart get harder with one more no. One more tomorrow could be one too many.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.